Hey guys, welcome to Artistry of Techniques, INC, All About Hair podcast. I'm Melissa Harvey, your host, and we are glad that you are here. And we just want to invite you to come and ask all of your burning questions, anything you need to know about hair. If you're a hairstylist, a salon owner, cosmetology student, or just a client in general and have these questions about anything with products, styling techniques, and much, much more. Here at AIT, we offer a variety of products. Artistry of Techniques, INC, offers continuing education courses in wig making, braiding, natural hairstyling, and crochet techniques. We also have an online beauty supply store where we carry hair products, natural hair products, curly hair products, male products for beards or oils. We sell hairstyling tools, curling irons, flat irons, everything you need right here at Artistry of Techniques INC Beauty Supply Store. And last but not least, we carry an exclusive line of hair extensions, weave, wigs, lace front wigs, lace closure wigs, clip-ins, silk bonnets, and much, much more. Once again, I'm Melissa Harvey, your host. I want you to get ready for our next episode. Get your questions ready. Put your questions inside the chat. We look at your messages. We look forward to seeing you. Let's get it. Hey guys, welcome back to All About Hair by Artistry of Techniques, INC. I'm your girl, Melissa Harvey. Welcome back, guys. And today, we're talking about a sort of serious topic, which is hair loss, better known as alopecia. I want to say that I am a victim of alopecia. I guess I can say I've had it most of my adult life. When I think back, I look at my old pictures and I see myself with a full head of hair. And I should have took a look back a long time ago and I would have watched my journey and would have been able to really pinpoint a time of when I started to notice my hair loss. I do have one situation in particular that takes me back every time to when I notice my hair really had a situation, which is what I used to call it, a situation. I might have been in my 20s and I went to a salon to get my hair done. This gentleman was highly referred, but no one bothered to tell me one significant thing about this hairstylist. I've seen a lot of his work. He did amazing hairstyles, which drew me to want to book an appointment with him. So I booked the appointment, got my hair done, and I noticed something about him that was different right away. I want to say he had a problem. I'm not going to say exactly what it was, but he was under the influence. Now, all the people that I saw with these amazing hairstyles, not one person mentioned this problem. So I just happened to go on the wrong day, and it was my birthday, and I wanted a wonderful, fabulous hairstyle, and he was the person I was going to go to. So I booked the appointment. I'm getting my hair done, and I want to say he put like all the hair that I had in my head. So the hair was like humongous. It was just too much. It wasn't exactly the look I was going for. If I had to give you a visual, let's just say it was like Janet Jackson in a Pleasure Principle video. Big, curly, voluptuous. It was not the look I was going for. And it was glued in. I thought I was being quick because I wanted to be in and out. Keyword, I said that it was glued in. I get home, I'm a hairstylist, so I'm like, you know what? I can tweak it. I can make this work. Well, after cutting and moving hair here and adjusting this and adjusting that, I was sick of it, and I yanked that hair out of my head the exact same day. All of you hairstylists listening know that you're not supposed to remove glue on the same day without some oil sheen or some oils to soften that track up before, or conditioner before you remove it. After a while, I did grab conditioner, but I got all of that hair out of my head because I couldn't stand being with that style for my birthday. Well, my hair has not been the same since that day. I was aggressive, pulling it out because I couldn't stand looking at it. And that began my journey with hair loss. But little did I know, because of a serious word called genetics. All right, so now we're gonna get into the different types of alopecia. So in my 20s, I said I had a normal full head of hair. I wasn't thick, but I didn't have any thinning spots until this incident. And then from there, it progressed into something else. So I'm going to tap into a little bit of what alopecia is, and I'm going to continue this series so we can get into a little bit more about what alopecia is, what are the signs, how to treat it, different types, what products you should use. So we're going to get into all of that. So this is my initial episode on tackling this huge topic that a lot of women most times do not want to talk about. And through my journey of being a stylist for over 20 years and a cosmetology educator for 9 years, I've seen, coached, loved on, mentored a lot of women that have hair loss just like me. And as stylists, we listen and we try to help our clients. And if I had to write a story about everything that I've heard and have dealt with women and the hair loss issue. So it's a really serious topic that a lot of women do not like to talk about at all. I've seen it in my own chair. I've given suggestions and they're like, nope, it's fine. They don't want to do anything about it. So I use myself as an example. That's what propelled me to be an advocate for women with hair loss, because I am a victim myself. So let's get through the different types of alopecia. So we have male pattern baldness and we have female pattern baldness. They both are very similar. Male pattern baldness pretty much takes place in a specific area of the head, and most of us know where that is. It's right on the top and it dips down into the front area of the hairline. Then you have female pattern baldness, which is typically called androgenetic. And it can appear in different areas. A lot of women have it similar to where the male pattern baldness area is, which is the top of the head and trickles down into the front area of the hairline. Sometimes it could be just in the front of the hairline, or it could trickle down into the sides where a lot of women have hair loss in those areas too. But the sides and the top could be hair loss for different reasons. We're going to get into those different types also. So we talked about that serious word, genetics, right? Which means your family background, your genes, what's going on in the family. So one type of alopecia is alopecia areata, which is sudden hair loss. It starts in one spot in a circular pattern. That happened with me. After that incident, I'm like, okay, my hair is a little thin in the top. It'll catch up. It never catched up after that, right? Then we have telogen effluvium, right? This type of hair loss is reversible. It's caused by a stressful event. Here are some examples. Losing a job, marital situations, finances, stress on the job, worried about your children. It could be a variety of different types of reasons why you would be stressed. So it may not come out at the time of the stressful event, but you'll notice it about 3 to 6 months after the event. That's when the hair would start to grow back, right? So most times, if this was a client I was given a consultation to for hair loss, I would try to trace back to what was going on in their life at that time, just to try to narrow down the type of hair loss they're experiencing. So that's telogen effluvium hair loss. Then we have anagen effluvium. This is abnormal loss during the growth cycle, which is the first cycle of the hair phase. So now we're going to get into the different types of stages. There's a million different types of alopecia. And like I said, during our series, because I'm going to make a whole series about this because there's a lot to talk about. Things that I've seen, clients, experiences that I've gone through. It's a lot to tell, and I want to reveal it to the world. All right, so here are the growth stages. Stage one, right? These are the cycle phases of hair growing cycle. Everybody has these cycles, and each and every one of us go through different growth types of cycles, and these are the main three that we all go through. Stage one, the anagen phase. Hair is actively growing for 2 to 7 years before it stops. The length of growth depends on that key word I said, once again, genetics, family genes. Each person has a maximum growth. So I hear people say sometimes with products, it'll make your hair grow. It could, but you're just strengthening your own particular maximum hair growth through genes. So yes, you can help it along by keeping it strong and healthy, but your gene tells it all. All right. So, like I said, it grows for 2 to 7 years, then it just stops. The length depends on your genes, right? How do you help that? Watching your health and watching your diet. What we eat, what we drink, do we smoke? All of those things plays a role in the health of your hair. Stage two. Catagen phase, second phase of growth. In this phase, it is short. It's only 2 to 3 weeks. This is our transitional phase. Hair stops growing and it detaches from the blood supply, calling that particular hair club hair, right? So we said our first stage was 2 to 7 years. Phase two, we said it lasts for 2 to 3 weeks, right? So let's look at our third phase, which is the telogen hair phase. This is our third stage, and it begins with resting. Club hairs rest in the root. New hair grows right under it. And this takes place for about 3 whole months. All right. So we went through stage one, we went through stage two, all right? This is good stuff, guys. I hope you're taking this all in. Okay, so let's keep rolling. After the third stage, we left off with the club hairs, right? They fall out, but don't be alarmed. This is normal. This allows for new hair to grow out of the follicle. It is a natural process. Key note to take away from today is to know each follicle has its own growth cycle. So at different times, at any part of the head, it could be at a different growing cycle. How this helps is you don't have a maximum hair loss that comes out at one time. Because each strand of your hair is growing at a different cycle phase, it could fall out in different places. Okay? So that's the normal type of hair shedding, right? That's the normal one because it's in that particular third stage, all right? On average, we lose 50 to 100 hairs each day. The other 80 to 90% is growing long and strong, providing, right? We are eating healthy, we're dieting, we're exercising, and we're using the right hair products. That's a whole another topic we need to get into. For optimum hair growth to stay in the anagen phase, which is the growing stage, as long as possible, once again, we go back to diet, lifestyle, and the products that we use. Hair products that are free of alcohol, sulfates, anything damaging to the hair, right? So those are our three phases. And I want to tap back into a little bit of my journey with the hair loss. After that particular incident, I went into this phase where I had to come up with all these hairstyles to cover up what happened to my hair, right? So I went into a lot of different pieces and ponytails and bangs, you know, the sweet bangs to cover up what was going on in the front. And that pretty much caused a little bit more damage, right? It was an interesting journey. I tried lots of different looks. I have locks, I had a curly hair, I had straight hair, you name it, I did it, right? But ultimately, I wanted to be able to wear my hair out, but I just could not. Because there were days when I wanted to get up, I didn't want to have to worry about which wig am I going to put on today? What color do I want to wear? Like, that's a lot. I just wanted to be able to get up and go where I needed to go. And if I wanted to, just pull my hair back in a ponytail, but couldn't do that. And it's hard when you're dating, right? It's hard when you're dating. Back then when I was dating, I'll give you a little funny story. How do I say this? If you're dating, right? And you have someone stay over, of course, you want it to look fabulous, so you wore your good hair, right? You wore the good stuff. So you didn't want to sleep in your good wig, so I've gone through lengths of where I would have my backup wig in the bathroom under the sink. Now, that would be my synthetic one because I wasn't going to sleep in my good hair, right? I'm telling y'all too much information, but I have to tell my story. So I would go in the bathroom, do the switch up, put my human one, tuck it away back under the sink, put the synthetic one on because I wasn't going to mess up my good hair. It was crazy, but this is what I had to do. And all of this propelled me for somehow to get into trichology, which is the practice of and the science of hair. So I've taken several courses and I really enjoyed it. And I also found out about myself And this really got me to gaining most of my clientele with clients that had hair loss. So everything that I went through, each of my clients went through the same phase. So I was able to help, counsel, you name it, give them the big chop to where if they've lost all their hair in the top, I was able to coach them through to be able to cut their hair down, either go bald, transition into wigs, talk to them about different pieces that they can incorporate, where they would just wear a piece on the top and wear their natural hair in the back. It's a lot. And I'm just so grateful that I've been able to help so many clients through their journey in hair loss. So I would say that God had a plan. And because I experienced it for myself, because of one, of abuse, and two, of the family genes, and that's another story I'll have to tell, I've been able to help a host of clients and also consult people through their hair woes and journeys and their stories. There's a lot of women out there that have stories, but they don't talk about it. And I've been able to hear it through my clients, all of their journeys. One of the things that I've noticed through all of my clients is the ones that are married, their husband has no idea what the hair is looking like, which is awesome. I've even had times where I've been in a salon with clients for like 5-6 hours doing their hair. And the husband is like, well, what are you guys doing in there? And we're like, oh, we're taking care of business. She'll be ready shortly. So that's really interesting to me that their husbands have no idea what's going on, or they have no idea the seriousness of how much hair loss they have and the length that my clients would go through to make sure that their husbands or their significant others have no idea what's happening. They just know when they leave the salon, they're looking fabulous and they have a head full of hair, which is quite awesome. So I want to thank you guys for stopping in today. I had a great time talking about my journey, which is helping me also and you guys. So we're going to pick this up again. We have a lot more other topics to cover, like products to use to assist with hair loss, different types of units that can be used to cover, different types of cuts and styles that can help out with hair loss. So we have a long journey with this topic. And leave a message, leave your remarks. If this is you, you can inbox me or leave a message. If you have any questions, let me know. We can talk about it. And we could get some products together to assist you in your journey. You're not alone. I am a victim also. Not a lot of people know. I share it sometimes. I'm just putting it all out there. And I want to take this journey with you. You're not alone. And I want to help you through this so we can find products and hair and all different kinds of remedies. And if it's someone in your family, if they need help, send them over. I can help you. All right. This is Melissa Harvey with Artistry of Techniques, INC, your host for All About Hair podcast. Thank you for stopping by, guys. Let's get to it.